وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiat and good health. And Allah رب العالمين accept the خدمات. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the ummah for all our shortcomings and give us tawfiq to follow in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Hadrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 7, 8 and 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. However, in takfuru, if you commit blasphemy, you want to opt for any other ism besides Islam and you are sane and mature, fa inna Allah ghaniyun ankum, then verily Almighty Allah is totally independent of you. Allah does not need you or the entire universe and creation. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is not in need of any person, anywhere, anytime, any place. So therefore, we're not doing Almighty Allah a favor when we are Muslim and we pass away with Islam and Iman. We're doing ourselves a favor. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ, and never is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala pleased with blasphemy. So He won't be pleased with that. He created us. He gave us all His bounties and favors. Yesterday we had wonderful rain here. Imagine every droplet a bounty, a favor of Allah, million, billion, trillion, zillion bounties ever recurring, showering upon us. And yet that person goes and worships somebody else besides Almighty Allah. That indeed is a travesty of justice. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا, and O human being, if you make shukr, you are grateful, thankful to Allah. What is the meaning of shukr, O Muslim, O listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? إِرْضَاءُ الْمُنْعِمْ بِنِعَمِهِ, Allah, you gave me eyes, ears, tongue, lip, my entire anatomy, body. So now we use it to please you, O Almighty Allah. So if we are grateful to Almighty Allah, la in shakartum la azidannakum, if you are grateful, I indeed will increase my bounties and favors upon you. Wa la in kafartum, and if you are ungrateful, unthankful, inna adhabi la shadid, then remember my punishment also is very, very severe. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us from those who are min ashakirin wa shakirat, that we become those grateful servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 14, verse number 7 of the Noble Quran. Wa in tashkuru yarudahu lakum, then He will be pleased with you. Almighty Allah's special mercy will encompass us and engulf us. Remember, by Almighty Allah there is absolute justice. What is Islam? Islam is a deen, a religion, a religion of justice, political justice, economic justice, social justice. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Waddayyanu la yamut. He is the most just and will never ever die. Die is for creation. He is the sole exclusive creator. So, wala taziru waziratu wizra ukhra. The bearer of one burden will not be able to place it on another. Every person will be responsible for his or her own deeds. You can't say, no, I will commit the sin and somebody else must take the punishment. Nay, but Allah is absolute justice. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Every person will come alone individually to the court of Almighty Allah, and then the interrogation will take place. Surah Maryam, chapter 19 and verse 95. That is the benevolence, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. Thumma ila rabbikum marji'ukum فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Thereafter you will return to your Rabb, your sustainer, nourisher, provider. And therefore when a person, Muslim person dies, we say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لِرَاجِعُونَ. Yesterday of the Wallowton group, brother Shu'aib Musa passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, his bereaved family, Sabre Jameel. مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then He, Almighty Allah, will inform you of your deeds and actions. What we did, fi sirri wal alaniya, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and in public, everything is known to Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing, nothing hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. Innahu alimum bi dhati sudur. Indeed, Almighty Allah, knowledge is all-embracing. He knows what is in the inner recesses of our hearts. Things we came in our heart, our mind, and disappeared. We forgot about it. Allah knows it because Allah never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Rabb, your sustainer, nourisher, will never ever forget. Allah is more perfect than the word perfect. Me and you as human beings, we are short-sighted, and remember that we look for opportunism, you see. So we must be devoted, dedicated, loyal to Almighty Allah. Allah speaks about the fitrah, the natural habit of a human being. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ دُرٌ. And when a calamity, catastrophe, something bad, terrible, horrible befalls this human being, دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا عَلَيْهِ. He calls Almighty Allah, crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah sincerely. So, Ya Allah, this plane is going to crash. Ya Allah, the ship is going to sink. Ya Allah, we're heading now for a terrible tsunami and something. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah grant us all siha, afia, good health, safety, protection, min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of evil and harm. Then, after that calamity, disaster is diverted, averted, then what happens to this human being? That was a temporary phase only. Thumma, subsequently, thereafter, إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِّنْهُ. Then when Almighty Allah confers upon that same human being, yesterday, last week, last month, last year, he was begging Allah because the calamity was surrounding him. Now the new bounty came, and now the drought famine is gone. Now the war has stopped. Now the problem is gone, the sickness is gone, he has regained his health. So Allah conferred that bounty from his side to that person. نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. He forgets how he was calling Almighty Allah before that. Selective amnesia. Now we forget how we were crying in the darkness of the night, how we were making sujood and the tears were rolling down. That is human being's nature. That we forget Almighty Allah at the time of Raha, at the time of Yusr, and we remember Allah at the time of Usr, at the time of calamity. That is not good enough, O human being. We need to be loyal at all times to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Worse than that, then he goes and makes for Almighty Allah an equal. أَنْدَادًا, the plural of نِدٌّ. So to make a مَثِيل, Jibreel to make someone equal to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah forbid, liyudhilla an sabili, so that that deity, that semi-god, demigod will go and lead him astray from the right path, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah says, those people who make kufr, those people who make kufran, they are ungrateful kufran, then many a time they go and commit kufr and blasphemy, shirk and so forth, and go right out of the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. Qul, say Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tamatta' bi kufrika, enjoy yourself with your kufr and blasphemy for a little while, qaleela. See how Almighty Allah states in the Noble Quran, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. Let the non-Muslims enjoy themselves a little while, and then they are just like the animals, that how the animals eating, drinking, and they enjoy themselves a little while, and then for them there will be that punishment, وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ, then the fire is their resting place. Chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, in the name after the Nami Nami Ismi Grami, honorable blessed name of the Master Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 12, the Almighty Allah mentions. So we must not be beguiled, deceived by the non-Muslims, their so-called enjoyment, their wine, dine and swine. Nay, we will have the true peace when we take the name of Almighty Allah, we make dua, we make da'wat, we invite people, Muslim, non-Muslim, towards the beauty of Islam. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. So that is the true Muslim, remember that. Innaka min ashabin nar, enjoy yourself a little while, then verily you will be from the inmates and companions of Jahannam and the blazing fire. Allah protect us. Allahumma ajirna min an nar. Almighty Allah is drawing a comparison. Amman huwa qanitun, what? That person, qanitun, who's obedient to Almighty Allah, ana al-layli, at night during the hours, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, they're waking up, reading tahajjud, making istighfar, begging Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and crying to Allah, sajidu wa qa'ima, sometime in sujood, they are prostrating to Allah alone, sometime standing and reading, making tilawat of the Noble Quran and reading Qirat in Salat. Yahadharul Akhirah, they fear the year after. What will happen on that day? Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yaseera. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wala, make our accountability, our reckoning easy for us, and we just show our face and enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Wa yarju rahmata Rabbi, and they have firm conviction in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, oh beloved Allah, we are sinners, we are transgressors, we admit, we confess, there are no mitigating circumstances, but you are, Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa wawhaliya, whilst you alone, anta arhamur rahimin, you always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. Always include us in your special mercy. Can such a person and a non-Muslim be equal? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. Then the people of knowledge, when you have knowledge of Quran Sharif, you have knowledge of Sunnah Mubarakah, you have knowledge of Fiqhul Islami, these are the major discipline and sciences in Islam, Quran Sharif's knowledge, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you understand Al-Fiqhul Islami, Tafaqquh Fid-Din, the Masail, the Jurisprudence, then such people Allah has blessed them with the greatest gift. Study the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, and you will see in chapter number 20, Surah Taha, verse 114, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge. That is the only place you will find a direct command from Almighty Allah to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to supplicate, grant me more and more and more knowledge. If we have the correct knowledge, then we will have the correct iman, then we will have the correct Islam, then we can invite people and make da'wat to people the correct way and so forth. Qul hal yastawi alladhina ya'lamun wal ladhina la ya'lamun. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of knowledge and those who are not with knowledge, they just know the bare minimum and basics. Can they be equal? No, they can never be equal. Innama yatadhakkaru ulul albab. But who will take heed? Only those people who are the truly intelligent ones, the intellectual ones. Not that the world says. Today there are 8 billion plus people on this earth, 7 billion are non-Muslims, 1 billion plus minus are Muslim. So you can't call them intelligent when they don't recognize Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. They don't recognize and believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam is not jannah. They're just to know. Islam is manna. We have to believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the articles of faith. That is what Islam is all about. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, the student of Imam Malik rahimahullah, buried in Iran, in Ray, next to Tehran. So he was asked the question, O Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, does Allah love you? He said, 100% inshallah, Almighty Allah loves me. So the people asked him, how you know? He said, otherwise Allah would not give me tawfiq to write so many books. The whole Hanafi fiqh and jurisprudence are based on the books written by Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani rahimahullah, and Allah would not taken all this work. So definitely Allah loves me, inshallah. And Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, reports hadith narrated, reported in Bukhari Sharif. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, man yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihhu fi ddeen. When Almighty Allah decrees for a person goodness, Allah gives him tafaqquh fi ddeen, deep, profound understanding of religion. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, may Almighty Allah make us from them. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, the 12th Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, that is day number 376. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. One police officer, Jutla, dispatched straight to Jahannam, and 4 or 5 of his comrades, colleagues, and whoever else were injured. Well done. Every jutla that is dispatched to Jahannam, we say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Every foreigner who is there, South African, the harami who ran away from South Africa, the jutla, we must sign that petition. We must get him arrested. We must not allow these jutlas to get away, to go and murder and kill our civilians, our men, women and children, and they think they are jutlas, therefore they can get away. So remember, we must make them pay a price. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. Don't fear anybody. U.S. warns Israel. This is just kali spaza, one big pretense, you know, to show the world we are doing something. The world is witnessing 400,000 Palestinians on the verge of starvation and hardly water, food, medication coming in for more than 2 weeks. So Israel must allow aid to enter within this month here. Otherwise, there will be cuts in the arms and ammunition to Israel from America, signed by Blinken and Austin, all haramis, all war criminals, remember, from Biden downward, Joe genocide. You see, the countries that are investing heavily in our continent, Africa, is China, then Russia, and Turkey is also making its mark. Turkey is investing heavily. It has 40 embassies in 40 countries here in Africa, and now you must remember, they're building building railway line there in Uganda and so forth and so on, because it is landlocked. So remember, Turkey is making a great mark and helping some countries with arms and ammunition in Africa. Russia is our main enemy. That's what NATO says. We say, NATO, go to hell. We support Russia. We like you, Putin, because we like some haramis. Any harami that can take on America, can take on Europe, can take on Israel, we will support them, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim or whoever it is. Trust in U.S. news media hits a record low. The people in America, at last they woke up, that how they were made fools, masses, or asses, you American, are you such idiots? Only 30-31% believe they are news media now. Less than one-third, more than two-thirds, say that you're giving us fake news and lies and propaganda, and especially more so now before the U.S. elections on 5th of November, that both parties are morons and both individuals are moron. Kamala Harris, moron, and Trump, the idiot, a moron. Iran threatens Israel, the saber rattling goes on. They say they will wipe Israel off the surface of the earth. That is what Iran said. Israel says, Netanyahu, the war criminal, says, we are going to strike Iran before the U.S. elections. All saber rattling. Listen to this one here. India is very worried. The Sikhs say that you assassinated our leader and so forth. I see that they've got big, big billboards and they're calling him Shaheed also. Can you believe that? The Sikhs called the person who was assassinated by the Indian agent Shaheed so and so. They took that from Islam. So obviously, to be a Shaheed and a martyr, you must pass away with Iman and Islam. But see what they're saying. The Sikhs say they want the body and the head of Sanjay Verma, and they prepared to pay the person a bounty of $500,000, $500,000. Anybody puts him away, Sanjay, you better move away from there. They are going to put you away, the Sikhs. You remember what they did with Indira Gandhi? So you better wake up, Sanjay, and you better wake up, Modi. The Sikhs are after you guys. Israel siege of North Gaza is horrifying. Some people who are from there sending out their final messages. Wallahu al-musta'an. Ya Allah, you help our brothers, sisters, children in Gaza al-mubarakah. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you punish the zalims, the Americans and British and everybody else, and the Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtad, shaitans who are helping Israel. Southern African countries in drought. We had wonderful rain yesterday in Heidelberg, raining in Lanesia, raining, all Allah's mercy. But our neighboring countries, Zambia, Malawi, Lesotho, so many countries, big, big problems. Remember, wherever there are rain problems, all of you must do the following, and we all should say it. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Oh Allah, send your rain upon us. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua whilst on the minbar and pulpit, whilst delivering the khutbah and sermon. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12. So istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursili sama alaykum midrara. Abundant istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Allah will give you wonderful, beautiful rain. Wa yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Allah will increase your wealth for you. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the bounties, favors in this world. What about the year after? Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Almighty Allah will bless you with the gardens of paradise and the rivers and the streams of paradise. Allah maj'alna minhum. Almighty Allah jalla wala, make us from those pro-Palestinian Jews. Can you imagine that in America? Pro-Palestinian Jews occupy Wall Street. You know, Wall Street is where all the hype of activity goes on, stock market and so forth. And they pro-Palestine, they say siege immediately, seal the deal. The Saudis investing in their millions and billions in South Africa. Standard Bank South Africa is smiling all the way. When the Saudis invest, there's always some matlab, some other hidden agenda and so forth and so on. They're not sending these imams here just for nothing. They want to soften you to promote their Wahhabism, their Najdiism. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to the people of the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, Sham, and Yemen also. They ask, Ya Rasulullah, wa fi Najdina. Najd, that is your Saudi Arabia. If you study the Mawaqit and Miqat of Hajj, you will see Najd is mentioned there, Qarnul Manazil. So that hadith is clear that Najd is part of Saudi Arabia. Hazrat Muhammad, we know what Allah used to say, Ye log Najdi hai, Wajdi nahi. These people are Najdis. They're not Wajdi. They don't want to understand the deen and sharia and tasawwuf and so forth and so on. So therefore, they just want to make money, money, money. That is their greed. MBS to go to Brussels. Why? There's a big meeting taking place there in Belgium and between the Gulf countries and the EU. You see, European Union and Gulf States, GCC. MBS yesterday was there in Egypt. Two shaitans met. Sisi the Harami and MBS the Murtad bin Shaitan. So both of them met there. So Musk, Elon Musk spent $1 billion for a coup that is there in Venezuela, and he was unsuccessful. Maduro, he said so, the leader there. Iran, in one of their plants, oil plants, whatever, they had an accident there, a huge fire, one person dead, and so forth. Some collision accident took place, that is what they say. Can you believe this one Scottish guy? He says that no genocide is taking place in Gaza. So his party expelled him. Is our minister there? Didn't he say the same thing, his minister of sport now? He said there is no genocide there. But you see, in South Africa, you talk nonsense, you become a minister. That is our South Africa. How corrupted from top to bottom. Let's come now to our South African news and views and interviews. The DA says that they're going to report Lesufi to Ramaphosa, the president, and to the public protector. He is concealing forensic reports. So Lesufi is in big problem. But the ANC doesn't want to take much action against him because they fear they will lose him. And when they lose him, the premier of Gauteng, he will join Zuma. Zuma is the magnet, you see. Zuma say, Buya Baba. Then, welcome, you see. You know Zuma. If you know anything of Robben Island, he was a chess master. There they used to play chess, and then he used to take them all for the Sisulus and Mandelas and all the Zambekis and that, and he used to defeat them all. That was Zuma, the chess master, the great master. So he's waiting. Said, come on, come my side, Lesufi. ANC, okay, that is there. Then here we have that, you must remember. So here, programs for today. So today, inshallah, will be Mufti Farhan Karani, that will be 8:30 to 9, inshallah. Plus of marriage, inshallah, between 11 and 12. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of Noble Quran. Today, Mawla Musa Lahir, he will have a wonderful medical, in a medical file program, a wonderful guest. This is a non-Muslim, but a master in his field, Dr. Brent Garvey. I think he's an Afrikaans person, but anyway, Garvey. So what is the topic Mawla Musa Lahir and Dr. Brent Garvey are going to discuss? Body stress release therapist. You know, people, they got so much stress and so forth and so on. Let's go to the last article and camper down, and let us go with our iman up now and increase. So this is all the news coming in from there. My students are there and they reporting to us daily. We will have all these days now, Wednesday to Saturday, daily roundup from camper down. So Mona Saad Prabhupada has arrived with his three sons, so he's safe and sound there in Camperdown. My student says he can't believe how many Jamaats have come in already there to Camperdown, from Mauritius, Reunion, Mauritania, and America, several Jamaats, UK, several Jamaats, Malaysia, Cameroon, Gambia, Mali, Malawi, Tanzania. He states himself, when the buses came in from Tanzania, he says he was crying. They just look at the atmosphere here. Electric atmosphere there. So inshallah, we make dua. Allah Jalla Wala make this ijtima a success so that the ummah can benefit. Remember, it's got nothing to do with me or you. It is the ummah that must benefit, and we can play a small little role. Every ijtima, tablighi ijtima, that by whoever it is organized, we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Allah makes it mumtaz and makes it excellent and makes it, you understand, a means of hidayat. And inshallah, the ijtima officially will start Friday Jummah time, inshallah. And yesterday he gave a talk, Mawlana Saad, Mufti Zakaria Desai, the principal of Camperdown, he translated briefly it was. So every way they will have talks and all that. So I have tafsir Tuesday night. So then one brother came to me from India. He said, Mujhe jana. What you say? I say, ab zarur jaiye. He's telling me I'm thinking and mulling of going. So what must I go or not? I say, 100%. So we will encourage every Muslim male to go there, inshallah. You don't go, I'm not going, so make dua. Those of you going, go with the intention you are the Ansar, you are the people like those in Madinah Munawwara, and the Mujahideen have come from 150 countries plus minus, and now they are our guests, and they are the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us go and help them make their ikram and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla Wala accept us for his deen. Almighty Allah make our khatim on iman. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Mohsalim, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up with a rapid quick fire, inshallah. Q&A.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Mufti Sahab. Can we keep English names for our children, Mufti Sahab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Mishkat Sharif Abu Dawood, innakum tud'una yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow on the day of justice you will be called by your name and your father's name, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein. So each one of us should keep proper good names. So Noah and Nur, you keep Nur, Surah 71. Joseph and Yusuf, so there you say Yusuf. Why? Chapter number 12. Abraham and Ibrahim, so you keep Ibrahim, Surah 14. So definitely we will never encourage people to keep the biblical name, English name. You keep the Islamic name. Yes, if a person is a new Muslim, he embrace Islam, so that is a different issue. But your baby is born, so choose good names, inshallah. You will be called by that name and your father's name. Hafiz ibn Qayyim, the great celebrated student of Allama Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, wrote, when you read Salawat Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today is Wednesday, you know du'as are accepted between Zuhur and Asr. And Ibn Qayyim and Imam Bukhari has mentioned this, he must remember in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad, that du'as are accepted on Wednesday after between Zuhur and Asr. So that's the time we should be reading more and more Durood Sharif, Salawat. So then when the angel takes that Durood, Salawat, salutations to the Master alayhi salam, he will say, Min Abdul Qadir bin Ismail Hussein. You see, so we are doing great favor to ourselves and to our beloved parents as well. So therefore, choose good names, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can Salah be performed on animal skin even though it wasn't slaughtered in a halal manner?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed, you must remember, Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha's house, and outside there was a dead animal carrion. So the Master alayhi wa sallam said, okay, the meat is haram, but why you don't use the skin and the hide? So they said, oh, we don't know. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, open Mishkat, open Mustad Ahmad ibn Majah, kullu ihabin dubiga faqad tahura. Every skin and hide that is stained. In those days, they used to leave it there in the sun and so forth. Nowadays, they use medical, they use chemicals and so forth. Faqad tahura, then is park. So you can use it as a carpet, you can use it as a musalla, you can use it in your car and so forth. So whether it's halal animal or haram animal, except the swine. The swine is najasul ain, the pig, bumper to bumper, top to bottom. And al-Imam al-Shafi'i say the kalb, the dog also you can't. Because al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah says the dog also is najasul ain, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side. Every part, particle of it is najis and impure. So these two animals abstain, especially according to Shafi'is and Hanafis, and them say the swine you abstain, then all other animals, if you have tamed it, then it is pak and tahir and clean.
Hafizab, a question from a sister. While performing Umrah, I got bumped into by so many men. Due to this, is it recommended for me to make Nafil Tawaf?
Sister, what you must do is you got two options. That what you should do, and this is from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. The Master alayhi salatu salam addressed the ladies and said, let the men perform the tawaf nearer to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And you women, you go on the outer circle, meaning you go far away from the Baytullah on the Mataf and you perform the tawaf there, so the men will not bump you and so forth. But if the crowd is so big and you're going to bump men and the men going to bump you, my sister, then go on top if you can manage and make the tawaf there, and there nobody will bump you and so forth. And if you feel that you can't manage that also, then go with your husband, go with your brother. I used to do this with my wife, you must remember. I put her in front and I put my hands around and nobody can touch and so forth. Sometimes she used to say, she used to say that these people, they look at you and they get frightened, you're so big in size, you know, and so forth. So remember, you make your husband your bodyguard. You know, people, they like bodyguards and so forth. We don't have bodyguard. Allah is there to guard us and protect us bin kulli su wa makruh, from all evil. Ji.
Uftisab, is there a direct ayat whereby the Quran stipulates that a woman should wear hijab? 100? Asking for someone.
100%, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 59. Chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'mineen. You address your honorable spouses and wives, your beloved daughters, and the believing men, our women, our wives, mothers, daughters, aunties, nieces. You They must draw close to themselves the jilbab. So one is their clothing, and above that they have to wear some other thing, another cloak and all that to cover the entire body. Go read our Ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni rahimahullah's wonderful book, Rawa'i'ul Bayan fi Ahkamil Quran, and there he wrote a wonderful thesis, remember, on what? Bid atukash fil waj, that for the lady when she goes out to expose her face and all that to all and sundry is not permissible. And he quoted all these verses. Surah 24, verse number 31, Allah Ta'ala says, wal yadribna bi khumurihinna ala juyubihin. You have to wear the jilbab, you have to cover your bosom, all that there. You can't be flaunting your breast and bosom there to all and sundry and so forth. All haram, that is directly, explicitly mentioned in the noble Quran.
Uftisab, is it permissible to have CCTV cameras on business premises?
Even in your house you can have. I have, yeah. So you must, don't mean that because I have is a dalil, but for security reasons, you know, people ask me, can we leave our windows or doors open at night? I say, brother, you leave your windows or doors open in South Africa, maybe a lot of things will be missing when you wake up, you know. So South Africa, you know, is one of the most dangerous countries as far as the criminals and the crooks go and so forth. So if you use it, just just for security purposes. So I see so many madrasas, Darul Ulooms nowadays, they've got it, you must remember as well. So our fatwa always was that the CCTV for security purposes at your home, commercial sites, residential places, all permissible and totally acceptable.
Does Mufti Saab have correct information on Hezbollah, Mufti Saab?
Regarding Hezbollah, you should know the following. Khomeini and them, la'anahullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people swearing, cursing my beloved's companions and students, the Sahaba, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating and committing. رواه Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 9 verse 79 that those people yaskharuna minhum, those who are mocking, ridiculing the sahaba, sakhirallahu minhum, Allah will mock them. They will think they're walking toward Jannah and then the floor will just open and they'll fall straight into Jahannam. Walahum azabun aleem, a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. So after the Iranian, not Islamic, after the Iranian revolution there in Iran, 79, they were inspired in Lebanon and then they started Hezbollah, and then their first leader was Abbas Musawi. He was assassinated in 92 by the Israelis. Then for over 30 years, their ruler and Amir and captain was Hassan Nasrullah. You know, he was now assassinated. We wrote an article, Nasrullah or Nasru Shaitan. So we got the verdict is Nasru Shaitan. Yusuf Qardawi, the big sheikh in the Arab world and so forth, used to call them not Hezbollah, Hezbo Shaitan. And we concur and agree with him. So that is what you should know. But all said and done, Hezbollah is doing a great job nowadays against Israel in northern Israel, and they're giving them good stick, remember, with their missiles and all their rockets and what have you, and the Jutlas, Haramis are running, remember, said. So we admire them in this world what they are doing, but in the year after, no reward for them. If they die on that Shia faith got nothing to do with Islam, and we say they non-Muslims, and go read the books of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah Minhajul Sunnah and his fatawa and so forth. So, but they better than our Sunni countries. Look at your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, and your Bahrain and Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, and all these haramis. Remember, they're helping Israel. So in this world, they will get their reward, and we're proud that they are putting away the jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Saab, can you hold the Quran without wudu if it has a cover on it?
You cannot touch the Quran Sharif when you have such a cover that is attached to it. You know, like people have the plastic or the material and it is already attached to the Quran, you can't. Chapter number 56, verse 79, لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. If it is loose, like you take a handkerchief or you take your shawl or something, you know, people wear the scarf and so forth, and now that's a loose piece and a material, then you hold the Quran Sharif because you don't have wudu, so that is permissible. But remember, if it is attached to the Quran Sharif, then you can't touch it without wudu. And nowadays people are sophisticated, they got smartphone and iPhone and crooked phone and ugly phone and Allah alone knows what. So there is better to have wudu. But if you read the Quran Sharif without wudu on your cell phones, on your mobile, it is permissible, and that is the fatwa. Last question, Monona.
Mufti Saab, what should we read before visiting Madina Munawwara? People advised to read Surah Kausar and send it as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this authentic?
No, it's not authentic. It's not mentioned in the Quran Sharif. It's not mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah. It's not mentioned by Sahaba. It's a suggestion of some ulama, read 100 times, 1,000 times, and so forth. So most to most, you will just say it is permissible. But you can't testify it as Sunnah. If you start saying it's Sunnah, then it becomes bid'ah and not permissible. So my advice normally, whether you're going by plane or you're going by train or however you're entering Madina Munawwara, يا داخل الدار صلي على النبي المختار. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The what's that word they use in English? And I always have problem with that word. They say that adrenaline or whatever they call it must be pumping, you know, and that must be increasing. Our heart must be moving now. So now we're coming nearer and nearer. Habibuna coming nearer and nearer. Asra afis sayr. The camel Mubarak is to make it go faster and faster. We're coming to Medina Munawwara. So open Sunan Nasai. We're coming to Medina Munawwara. More and more durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.